I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Serbia has faded from the headlines since the days of the Yugoslav Wars, but God has been working in the years since the republic's declared independence. Post-communism, Serbia's government wanted to go a totally different direction. Teach Beyond's Andre Murata says that 20 years ago, these changes began in prayer, and today it's a reality.
The government is actually allowing teachers of religious education to teach the Bible. You have an opportunity to get involved and make a real contribution towards setting up a curriculum which will be relevant in terms of teaching the Bible to kids that go to public schools.
What's more, it's strengthening the body of Christ through the Orthodox Church. Please pray that these doors remain open. And switching gears, let's talk about Haiti for a minute. Way back in 2010, a massive earthquake rocked the island nation and killed between 200 and 300,000 people. Bill Blackwire with Bethany Christian Services says they were helping families make progress toward recovery when Hurricane Matthew came through in October and hit the reset button.
Some of the areas that were hit were places where water would be shipped in or piped in, and that no longer happened. So we do need some financial assistance to continue to make sure families receive clean water and some food.
Despair comes easy in this nation. But thanks to Bethany and the local churches they partner with, the hope of Christ shines brightly. Head to missionnews.org to learn how you can help. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for the greater co-mission purpose, Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help ministries around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.